Welcome to the Trots Talk podcast for this Wednesday, October 12. Simon Harrison with you. Amanda Rando, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Thanks for having me, Simon.
No problems at all. Now, where would you like to begin? We should start with the resignation of Harness Racing's New South Wales Chief Operating Officer, Reid Sanders.
Yeah, it's been a big week, and that news broke through on Monday. And, of course, Reid began working with Harness Racing New South Wales back in 2011 as the regulatory manager. And in his first week, the infamous green light scandal broke out. And look, Reid played an integral role in overseeing that whole matter. Reid was also chairman of stewards in his time here and resurrected the integrity standing of the controlling body, and was also an equine industry leader in discovering the detection of prohibited substances across Australasia, actually. He's created a huge impact on the sport in just his 5 years, and he will be missed. So look, all the best to Reid. He's been great to work with and has done so many great things for harness racing, particularly in New South Wales.
Have they announced his replacement?
No, they have not. So Reid will still be with Harness Racing New South Wales until mid-December this year. So he still has a little while here before he goes yet.
Okay. Now, on the Interdom news, the first acceptances closed last week.
Yeah, they sure did. So they closed on Friday, and a number of New South Wales hopes were withdrawn, including dual Inter-Dominion winner Bowtide, who was the highest-ranked New South Wales pacer. Shane and Lauren Tritton, they withdrew their handful of horses, and that included Arms of an Angel and also Lombo Coda Kinabaloo. And I spoke to Shane last week, and he just said that both horses have had slight setbacks and are just behind the eight ball for where he wants those horses to be, and figured, you know, it's in the best interest of his horses not to head west with them. Look, but there's still a number of New South Wales hopes that have accepted, including Bling It On Simon, which he returned to the trials yesterday at Menangle, and he won his official hit out. He went 152-1. So there's four New South Wales stables still in contention. And that includes Johnny McCarthy, Kevin Pizzuto, Peter Rickson and Michael Formosa. So hopefully New South Wales still has a few chances when the great race kicks off.
Yeah, I've got a feeling it might be Gareth Hall's year. I really like Hector JJ's chances this year.
Yeah, well, he's the new kid on the block, so to speak. So it's Hector JJ and his stablemate Lenny the Shark. I think they're the two standouts at this stage.
Well, Lenny the Shark makes his return this weekend at Menangle.
Yeah, he sure does. So, yeah, the defending Inter-Dominion champ will begin his campaign for this year's Inter at Menangle on Saturday night with the Group 3 Kevin Newman free-for-all. He's a $1.40 favourite at the moment for that feature, even though we haven't seen him race since his brave defeat in the Lensmith Mile at Menangle last June. He did go around in a trial at Shepparton last week, and he finished second to his stablemate, Hector JJ, actually. And they went 155.7 over the 2,100 metres. And David Aiken yesterday was on the pace with Adam Hamilton and Mick Guerin, and he said he's really happy with Lenny after that trial, and the horse has shown improvement since that trial. But there are a couple of Inter-Dominion aspirants in Saturday night's field, including Blazen and Cullen and Freyberg.
Now, in the Group 3 this Saturday night, the Kevin Newman free-for-all, he's gone up the $1.40 favourite with the tab fixed odds. Lenny the Shark with the first four, you're just happy to stand him out for the win and then play a few around for second, third and fourth?
Yeah, that's correct. I've stood Lenny out. He's drawn Barry 11, so he's the only horse off the second row, which I think will be a huge advantage over the mile. Also really like the 9, Freyberg. He ran a really good race last start. And I'm also including the 4, Blazen and Cullen, and number 1, Millwood Liberty. I think they can bounce back into the money as well. So, yeah, there's a nice little $10,000 first four jackpot on that race as well.
Okay, and did you have a best bet elsewhere on the card?
Yeah, I sure do. Look, it's a great night of racing at Menangle on Saturday. And in race two, I really like number 9 Match Point. Now, this horse, he was extremely unlucky last week, and he finished 8th in the Group 3 feature, but he produced a massive run, and he was only beaten 4 metres. He ran a really slick last half, and Brendan Barnes is back driving him. He's returned from his little trip up to Queensland, so that's another big plus for me. Brendan has had great success on this horse in the past. So, race 2, number 9 Match Point, my best for Menangle on Saturday night.
Okay, then, and we'll talk to you on Saturday morning at about 10:35 for the full preview.
Yes, you will.
Anything else for us, Amanda, before we wrap it up?
No, that's about it at this stage, Simon. So, look, there's always plenty happening. So, but yeah, that's all the latest.
We'll keep our eye on this Inter-Dominion news as it unfolds over the coming weeks.
Yeah, will do, Simon.
Good stuff. Thanks, Amanda. I'll catch you on Saturday morning.
Thank you.